Well, Gabby, you decided, you kind of declared that you're going to come back to K-State anyway for a super senior year. What was your first year like in Manhattan?
Oh, I loved it. It definitely was a great decision to come to K-State out of the transfer portal, and I really enjoyed my first year at K-State, and it made the decision really easy to decide to come back for my fifth year.
Was it a little weird kind of going up against your old opponent the first time around with Oklahoma?
Yeah, definitely pretty weird. But obviously not the outcome that we wanted in the games. But, you know, we always have next year, so.
No, you've led a pretty big charge there. You got a pretty good group among you guys coming back here. What's going to be the key to kind of take the next step and get back into the big dance?
Definitely this past season was really helpful, I think, for the development of a lot of the girls. Just, you know, having to step outside of our comfort zone to try to make up for not having Yoki out there. So I think, obviously, it was really hard to not have her out there, but I think in some ways we could have benefited going into this next season just because people had to do more things and kind of step up in different ways. So I think going into this last year that or this next year that we'll have a great team to surround Yoki with.
Well, I know you guys are looking, hopefully, to get back to that NCAA tournament, but what's been your favorite or your memorable moment so far in Manhattan?
Definitely beating Iowa. That was definitely, I think, probably the happiest moment of my life.
I mean, little did you know that they'd be in the title game, right?
Yes. That was incredible. Like I've said throughout the season, that K-State women's basketball might have been some of the biggest Iowa women's basketball fans throughout the year because we wanted to win. We wanted them to win every game they played. We were cheering for them big time there in the national championship game, but just a really cool experience to be able to watch that game and know, hey, we beat them. So, I mean, it makes you feel pretty good going into next season.
Being from Oklahoma, it's not much different from Kansas probably, but what's the initial thought coming out to Western Kansas for the first time?
I'd say I'm more of a city folk. I do have some country bumpkins in my family, but we didn't stay out, you know, out in the country, so yeah, for sure. It's different. I mean, we pulled up, there's cows everywhere and it stinks, but, I mean, it's a cool experience. I'm excited to try some calf fries, and Yoki is too.